This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How eye contact changes when you are the bearer of good news. The gaze that carries good news is different, and most people get it wrong. In short, eye contact good news delivery is not the same as everyday conversation. The way you hold someone's gaze when sharing a positive outcome shapes whether they receive the news as real, credible, and warm. Sustained, soft eye contact signals sincerity and gives your words emotional weight. Too little contact reads as uncertainty. Too much reads as pressure. The rhythm of your gaze during good news is a skill you can practice and refine. Definition: eye contact good news delivery is the deliberate use of gaze to reinforce a positive message. Where sustained, warm visual connection signals to the receiver that the news is genuine, the speaker is present, and the moment deserves their full attention. I watched a manager destroy a good moment once. She had genuinely great news for a member of her team, a promotion, well deserved, months in the making. She delivered it while glancing at her screen, then at the table, then somewhere near the person's shoulder. The words were right. Everything else said she was uncomfortable, distracted, or uncertain. The team member smiled politely and left the room looking confused. Later, she told a colleague she thought something must be wrong beneath the surface. The manager never understood why the moment fell flat. Eye contact was the whole answer. Most people think carefully about how they will say good news. Very few think about where their eyes will be when they say it. This article gives you a clear, practical process for getting that right. Why getting your gaze right in a positive moment is harder than it sounds. Good news should be easy to deliver. That is the assumption. In practice, several things pull your gaze in the wrong direction at exactly the wrong time. You may feel a flicker of self-consciousness as you watch for the other person's reaction. That flicker makes you look away, or you rush through the message, treating it as a quick announcement rather than a moment that deserves its own weight. Some people, trained to maintain steady contact during difficult conversations, actually overcorrect and stare too hard during positive ones, which feels more like an interrogation than a celebration. There is also the problem of mismatched energy. You know the news. You have known it for a while. The other person does not. Your body has already processed the emotion, so your gaze goes neutral just as theirs is waking up. You look flat at the precise moment they need to see warmth. This is a specific problem with a specific solution. Here is how to build that solution. What you need to settle before the moment arrives. Before you say a word, your internal state will show up in your eyes. This is not poetic. It is literal. A gaze that is preoccupied looks different from a gaze that is present. You cannot fake presence, but you can prepare for it. Know what you're delivering and why it matters to this person specifically. Not in a general sense, in a particular sense. If you are telling someone their proposal was approved, hold for a moment the months of work they put into it. That specificity changes how you look at someone. It moves your gaze from a transactional announcement to genuine recognition. Also, if you tend toward a flat or neutral resting expression, be aware that your face in a relaxed state may read as serious. A slight, genuine softening around the eyes is enough. You are not performing happiness. You are allowing your knowledge of the good outcome to sit in your expression before you speak. The step-by-step process for eye contact when sharing good news. Step 1. Make full contact before you speak. Before the first word leaves your mouth, establish eye contact, not a glance. Full, calm, deliberate contact. Hold it for 1 to 2 seconds in silence. This does something powerful. It tells the other person that what follows is significant. It creates a beat of anticipation that good news deserves. If you speak immediately after looking up from a screen or a document, the news gets buried in the noise of the transition. A brief moment of held silence before you begin is one of the most underused tools in face-to-face communication. Step 2. Hold the gaze through the core of the message. As you deliver the central fact, your eyes stay steady. This is the moment most people break away, whether from habit, self-consciousness, or their urge to check their notes. Do not. 3 to 5 seconds of sustained, warm contact as you say the key words is your target. The board approved your proposal. You got the role. Your numbers came in highest on the team. Those words need your gaze behind them. Without it, they land lighter than they should. Soft does not mean unfocused. Your eyes are still clear and direct. The softness lies in your expression, not in any loss of steadiness. Step 3. Let the smile reach your eyes, not just your mouth. A mouth smile without eye involvement reads as polite performance. When you deliver good news, the crinkle at the outer corners of your eyes, the small lift that comes from genuine warmth, is what the other person's brain registers as real. They may not name it, but they feel the difference instantly. You cannot manufacture this. You can access it. Go back to the preparation step. Hold the specific significance of this news for this person. When you do that, the expression comes naturally. When you skip it, you're left pushing your face into a shape it does not believe in. Step 4. Watch for their response and meet it. As the news lands, the other person's face will do something. Watch it. This is where many people fail, because they are so focused on their delivery that they stop seeing the reaction. If they light up, meet that. Let your expression rise with theirs. If they look surprised, give them a moment before continuing. If they look skeptical, hold your gaze steady and calm, which is what credibility looks like. Do not rush to fill the silence with more words. The news needs room to settle, and your eyes need to stay present while it does. This attunement is what separates a genuine moment from a managed announcement. Step 5. Break gaze naturally, never abruptly. When you do look away, do it the way you would in any warm conversation. A brief downward glance, a natural shift as you gesture or pause. Never a hard cut to the screen, the door, or your phone. An abrupt break in contact right after sharing good news tells the other person, I have done my part, and I am moving on. That is the opposite of what the moment calls for. The news deserves a gentle landing, and your gaze is part of giving it one. Step 6. Return to contact as they respond. When the other person begins to react or respond, bring your eyes back to theirs fully. This step is often missed because people feel they have completed the delivery and go into a listening posture that is slightly more passive. Do not. The response is part of the moment. Receiving their gratitude, excitement, or questions with full visual presence tells them the reaction matters as much as your message. This is where real connection gets built or lost. For advice on how nonverbal signals operate in higher-stakes settings, nonverbal communication in tense situations covers the contrast well. Step 7. Close the exchange with a moment of recognition. At the end of the conversation, before you both move on, make one final beat of full eye contact, no words required. A brief, held look that says this mattered. Then let it go naturally. This closing beat is what people remember. It is the period at the end of the sentence. Without it, even a well-delivered piece of news can feel unfinished. Adapting the process for video calls. Remote delivery of good news has one unavoidable challenge: the camera and the screen are not in the same place. If you look at the person's face on your screen, you appear to be looking slightly downward or to the side in their view. If you look at the camera lens, you lose the ability to read the reaction in real time. The solution is a rhythm, not a fixed rule. Look at the camera lens as you deliver the core of the news. Steps 1 through 3 above. Then shift your gaze to the screen to watch the reaction in step 4. Return to the lens as you complete the message. This takes practice. It feels unnatural because you're looking away from the face you're watching. But the person on the other end experiences something close to genuine eye contact during the moments that matter most. Camera height also matters. Position your camera at eye level or slightly above. Looking up into a lens feels submissive. Looking down into one feels like you're looming. Eye level places you and the other person on equal ground, which is where good news belongs. For a broader look at how communication choices affect outcomes in structured settings, the role of communication in meeting success offers a useful framework. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when sharing positive news. The mistake: breaking eye contact too early, before the news has fully landed. Why it happens. Habit: many people glance away as they finish a sentence, especially when they feel some nervousness about the other person's reaction. What to do instead? Commit to holding the gaze through the final word of the core message. Then pause. Let them respond before you shift. The mistake: using the same flat, neutral gaze you use for routine conversation. Why it happens. People treat good news as information delivery rather than as a moment worth marking. What to do instead? Before you speak, remind yourself of the specific significance of this news for this person. Let that recognition sit in your expression first. The mistake. Staring too hard, mistaking intensity for sincerity. Why it happens. People who have worked on maintaining eye contact during difficult conversations sometimes over-apply the same technique to positive ones. What to do instead? Soften. The target is warm and steady, not fixed and searching. If you can see your own face in a mirror, and it looks interrogative, ease the pressure behind your eyes. The mistake. Looking away the moment the other person looks away. Why it happens. A reflexive social mirror. When they break gaze, you follow. What to do instead? Hold your own open, warm expression and wait. People often look away briefly when absorbing something meaningful. When they return, meet them there. Good timing matters too. If you're uncertain when to deliver news for maximum impact, how timing affects the impact of feedback is worth your time. Your pre-conversation gaze checklist. Use this before any conversation where you're delivering good news. Run through it in the 30 seconds before you begin. Number 1. Do I know exactly what the core message is, and can I say it in one clear sentence? Number 2. Have I thought about why this news specifically matters to this person? Number 3. Am I in a physical position where I can make level, unhurried eye contact seated, or standing with no barrier between us? Number 4. Is my screen, phone, or any distraction out of my sightline for the duration of this conversation? Number 5. Have I given myself a moment to let the significance of this news sit in my expression before I speak? Number 6. Do I know what I will do if they react unexpectedly, either more subdued than I expected, or more emotional? Number 7. Have I planned a natural close for the conversation, including a final beat of held contact? This checklist takes under a minute. It changes the quality of the moment entirely. For conversations where the stakes are higher and the dynamics more complex, the preparation principles in how to use the conversation pre-mortem to reduce tension before a high-stakes team discussion apply equally well to positive exchanges. The difference between announcing and connecting. There is a gap between announcing good news and actually connecting through it. Announcement is efficient. Connection is human. Eye contact is what crosses that gap. I have delivered news badly in my own life and work. Too rushed, too distracted, too focused on the words and not the person. Every time, the moment passed without the weight it deserved. The person heard the news. They did not feel received by it. When we prepare for difficult conversations, we think carefully about every signal we send. We might review how the empathy bridge technique diffuses tension before a difficult workplace conversation starts works, or how to apply how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown when things have gone wrong. We should bring that same care to positive moments. The same attention applies when managing how you come across in real-time group settings. How to handle conflict during meetings touches on many of the same non-verbal principles under pressure. Good news is a gift. Your gaze is part of how you give it. Practice the steps above. Use the checklist before significant conversations and pay attention to how people receive the news you carry. The feedback is always there if you are watching for it. This much I know for certain: eye contact good news delivery is a skill, not a talent. You can learn it, refine it, and apply it every time you have something worth saying to someone worth saying it to. Frequently asked questions. How does eye contact good news delivery differ from delivering bad news? When you deliver good news, your eye contact should be warm, sustained, and paired with a genuine smile. With bad news, you soften the gaze, allow more breaks, and avoid intensity. The difference lies in how long you hold the look and the expression that accompanies it. How long should you hold eye contact when sharing good news? Aim for 3 to 5 seconds of steady contact before a natural break. This length signals confidence and sincerity without tipping into intensity. Shorter feels distracted. Longer can feel pressuring. The rhythm matters as much as the duration. What happens when eye contact is wrong during good news delivery? Mismatched eye contact undermines your message. Looking away too soon reads as uncertainty. Staring without softness feels clinical. The person receiving the news picks up on the mismatch and begins to doubt whether the news is as good as it sounds. Can eye contact good news delivery work the same on a video call? Not quite. On a video call, looking at the camera lens rather than the screen is the closest equivalent to direct eye contact. It feels unnatural at first, but the person on the other end sees you meeting their gaze, which preserves the warmth and credibility of the moment. Why does eye contact matter more when delivering positive news than an ordinary conversation? Good news carries emotional weight. The person receiving it is watching your face closely for confirmation that the news is real. Your gaze either reinforces the message or introduces doubt. In ordinary conversation, the stakes are lower and small mismatches pass unnoticed. How do I adjust my eye contact if the other person looks away when I share good news? Let them look away. People often break gaze when processing something meaningful. Hold your own relaxed, open expression and wait. When they look back, meet them warmly. Do not chase their eyes or lean in further. Give them space to absorb what they have just heard. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.